Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Congress has given final approval to legislation that raises the debt ceiling and prevents a default. The bill cleared the Senate last night, a day after the legislation was approved by the House. NPR's Claudia Grisales says the bill now heads to President Biden's desk.
The legislation imposes new spending limits in exchange for suspending the debt ceiling for 2 years. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer issued a bipartisan statement assuring members that the plan will not stop emergency funding for defense matters or aid for Ukraine.
This debt ceiling deal does nothing to limit the Senate's ability to appropriate emergency supplemental funds to ensure our military capabilities are sufficient to deter China, Russia, and our other adversaries.
The Senate took up the measure a day after the House passed the agreement reached by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Claudia Grisales, NPR News.
Economists believe employers in the U.S. slowed their pace of hiring last month. NPR's Scott Horsley has a preview of what the Labor Department is expected to report this morning for the month of May.
U.S. employers added more than 250,000 jobs in April, according to the initial tally by the Labor Department. Forecasters think today's report will show somewhat fewer jobs were added in May. There's plenty of uncertainty, though. Yesterday, the payroll processing company ADP reported strong job growth last month, and a survey of factory managers found many of them are still hiring, even as factory orders continue to shrink. New claims for unemployment benefits suggest layoffs are still rare, although they have been inching up over time, and fewer workers are quitting their jobs, perhaps because they think other better jobs are no longer as plentiful as they had been. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities in Davenport, Iowa say search teams have yet to locate three people still listed as missing following the partial collapse of an apartment building. The back section of the six-story building gave way last Sunday. Crews with sniffer dogs continued to search the debris yesterday, but were unable to locate anyone else. The city's mayor says plans for the building's demolition are expected to be outlined later today. New Mexico is suing 21 companies it says are contributing to environmental contamination in the state. The state's attorney general and its environmental department are seeking monetary damages to help pay for the cleanup of what are known as forever chemicals. A recent report from Physicians for Social Responsibility found oil and gas companies in New Mexico have been using the chemicals in their drilling operations for more than a decade. A jury in California has acquitted a man charged with setting a wildfire that burned 23,000 acres, including dozens of remote cabins, 5 years ago. This is NPR News. Members of Canada's military are being deployed to Nova Scotia to help crews battling wildfires. Dozens of fires are burning across the country. Many of them are out of control. Wildfires northwest of Halifax have forced at least 18,000 people to evacuate their homes. Emma Jacobs reports on what Canada's Minister of Emergency Preparedness is saying.
Minister Bill Blair says more than 200 wildfires are currently burning across the country, with nearly half considered out of control.
These conditions, this early in the season, are unprecedented. And, of course, they are deeply concerning to all Canadians. And due to climate change, similar extreme weather events may continue to increase in both frequency and severity across our country.
Blair says Canadian military personnel and equipment are being deployed to Nova Scotia, where firefighters have reported flames up to 300 feet high. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs in Montreal.
A name-changing ceremony is being held today in North Carolina, where the U.S. Army's Fort Bragg will become Fort Liberty. For the past 105 years, the Army installation has been named for Confederate General Braxton Bragg. Congress created a commission to examine the names of military bases after nationwide protests over the killing of George Floyd, a black man, by a white police officer in Minnesota occurred 3 years ago. The Denver Nuggets took Game 1 of the NBA Finals last night, beating the Miami Heat 104-93. Denver led by 17 at the half. Game 2 is Sunday night, again in Denver. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.